Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I've
Good evening, everyone. We are live from the heartland of America. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali, affectionately called Dr. A. And I've been out here at conferences with farmers. This week, or last week, was the national conference of the National Acres Farmers Conference, where farmers from all over the United States gathered to talk about innovation in farming with crops and animals. And it was a fabulous event. We were privileged to meet some of those farmers from the conference, even though we were not able to attend all the days that the conference convened. But I want everybody to put it on their calendar. The Acres Farm Conference in Louisville, Kentucky. It happens the first week of December every year. I'm so excited that our technology, the BioSmart solar technology, is now. Farmers are learning about us, and they asked us to render a workshop for farms in the Midwest that are having problems with their cows with mastitis. They're having problems with electrical smog taking down the cows. And so we spent the last week auditing different farms and farmhouses because there was a concern. A newborn baby was brought home from the hospital, and it was in the farmhouse for 2 or 3 days, and the baby started bleeding, started having internal bleeding of the brain, and they had to rush the baby to the hospital. And thank God they were able to go in and do emergency surgery and stop that bleeding to save the baby's life. And so the farmer was greatly concerned because he had been at one of my workshops. He had seen me do the demonstration. He had seen us quantify the measurement. He had seen us demonstrate the mitigation. And he heard me when I said one of the biggest problems with electricity is that it causes hyperreactive angiitis. I need everybody in my listening audience to say that with me. Hyperactive angiitis.
Hyperactive.
What does that mean? Angiitis. Yeah. I hear you, Pastor Hill.
Oh.
Since I heard your voice, I want to introduce you to some and present you to others. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the archangels of our nation is Pastor John Hill out of South Carolina. He is such a minister of war and deeply concerned about community and community safety and about families loving one another and validating one another and appreciating one another and building a community of love in your own house. And we are so blessed to have his support for all these years. He's been carrying this show now going into its 4th year. And I am so grateful because he has lifted our voice all the way to Tanzania. And people contacted, somebody took an MP3 recording of this radio show, sent it to Tanzania, and a family contacted me in dire straits for their son who had seizures to try to help them. We in the process of sending them some technology. So, Pastor Hill, you know, God has favored you, man of God, and I decree the happiest, merriest Christmas ever. We know that Christmas is just a symbolic holiday so that the birth of Christ would be recorded to the end of time, even though the theologians said Jesus was actually born in the month of September. The reason why Caesar Augustus, the emperor of Rome, had his birth date associated with December 25th is because December 25th is the time when the stars align and there's clarity in the galaxy of the stars, the constellation of stars, are at their highest point of energy and vibration on December the 25th. And that energy is used to amplify the gospel of Jesus Christ, believe it or not. That's why there's so much power and authority in the name of Jesus. And to position the deity of Christ to be one of the most powerful entities of the earth, he named the most powerful day of frequency and energy in the universe, December 21st, to be the day of recognition and celebration. So that celebration would reflect and would archive the dunamis power of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That was so interesting to me when I heard that. And so back on the subject matter of dealing with farms, I'm so excited now to be a health physicist to cows. I could not believe how much I knew. And those farmers were so amazed. We actually went into a milking bay, a milking parlor, a milking center. And I was able to show them the equipment and how we retrofitted and how it would affect the cow. We were able to do a basic simulation and demonstrate how the current system that they had was creating imbalances in the car, and our system created balance. And we were able to show them how their current system was taking down the energy of the milk, and how our current system was increasing the energy of the milk. And so I'm so excited that to be able to share my basic knowledge with their basic knowledge and have the farmers. I mean, it was a powerful, powerful conference and workshop that we had today on one of the dairy farmers. So the farmers are so excited, they want to tell their neighbors. We have four of them wanting to use the technology now to see how it can help with various diseases that they have with the cows. The nano is something farmers are using on the leg of the cow. The cow has mastitis. They get some duct tape and tape that nano to the left leg, and that mastitis is healing within an average of three days. If the cow has paralytic disease and it drops on all four legs, they're using nanos on all four legs to rebalance the cow. And these cows are getting up and living longer. So the farmers were amazed and astounded when we did the measurements. Their milking centers had a magnetic flux and went between 800 and 1,100. I said, this is enough to make the cow and the farmer sick when you're working with that much electrical interface. So we are just ecstatic with joy to see all that God is doing and all that he has for these farmers in the Midwest. We're excited also. We're going to be doing a conference with electricians to show them how they can install electrical systems in homes and make them safer and use our technology to help insulate and help mitigate electric smog. So they are so excited to have this information so that they can bring buildings and homes, buildings and businesses and schools in compliance with the new OSHA law that talks about the mitigation of static for safety. OSHA has further put out another booklet called Controlling Electrical Hazards in the Workplace, and it is really excellent and profound. It talks about how people are getting so much heart disease by using and being exposed to electrical devices, especially Wi-Fi devices. So I have talked so much and demonstrated so much today. But I wanted to acknowledge my colleagues at the Columbia University and wish them a very Merry Christmas to the pastors down in Cincinnati who are gathering to support a pre-launch of the nanos. We're doing a pre-launch for our 2020 campaign. We're doing a whole pre-launch. We're going to relaunch the nano. It was launched one decade ago. at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, and we have a number of activities happening from all over the United States to celebrate that we are approaching 56,000 units that have been distributed worldwide for research and for personal use, for corporate use, and it's been such a blessing, the feedback that we've gotten to help us with making it better and making it more available to the communities around the world. So I don't know if there's anybody online, because Pastor Hill, do we have any call-ins on the dashboard? Maybe people want to share their testimony or call, listen in, get some information.
Now, you know Canada on the line.
Who's on the line?
Yeah.
Our Canada.
Yeah,
all right. Well, Merry Christmas to our family in Canada.
Yeah.
Is this Brother Mario?
Yes, that's correct. That's me.
Oh, wonderful. I've been texting Rod, and we're supposed to get together to have a day conversation. I told him to just let me get through last week down in North Carolina with Duke Health, Duke University. They were one of the big sponsors of that event that we participated in, where we were able to showcase the model for screening for IEI for the world. It was an international conference, and people from all over everywhere were truly blown away at our demonstration and what we were able to share. So, Mario, we want to hear what's happening in Canada.
Yeah, I'm always endeavoring into advancing the knowledge of your technology. Last week, I was at a farmers' meeting, one of these days where there is a few conference specialists, you know, and about the stress in these big business nowadays. And I met a guy, a farmer, that is in charge of finding people in the large area to do conferences or workshops to better up the conditions of the especially the dairy farmers. So I am expecting to get a call one day and say, well, Mario, you're on the list. Would you want to do a workshop? We have 28 or 30 or 40 people that like to hear about the nanotechnology. So I'm pretty sure it's going to turn up some good results.
Well, I want you to know that, Mario, we're making you our goodwill ambassador for our farming campaign in Canada. And we're going to have a goodwill ambassador in the United States. And I'll be able to announce him. I don't want to say it prematurely. This needs our board to sign off on it. But I've already told them, you've been our goodwill ambassador. Now we're going to make it official because your undying devotion and support of this project has sustained us in some of the storms and critical times, and it's just been wonderful to have your love and devotion. And now that, you know, you have taught me so much and given me an opportunity to learn so much about farming, you would have been really proud of me up in the milking center. I knew all the equipment. I knew what everything was. I knew how it worked. I knew how the cows came into this particular milking bay. And the farmers were so astounded at my vast knowledge. And I got tickled. And I said, all because of my good friend Mario. When I told them, we have built a system that milks 50 cows every 12 minutes. They were blown away. They were blown away. And
you
so
know,
now we have
this,
the opportunity. Go ahead.
This particular farm there, they are increasing for the next 10 years. The farm that you visited in Quebec, they will be investing about $7 million a year for the next 10 years, so to bring up the Chapelle from 600 milking cows to 1,500.
Wow.
That's a lot, man. And that's
you remember
the carousel, the milking parlor, the carousel?
Right.
That was milking 50 cows every 12 minutes. Now this will be running almost 24 hours. Just a few hours of maintenance, because that's its maximum capacity to have 1,500 cows per day. Three milking period, eh?
Wow, well, I'm excited because they
it's still on the back burner. I haven't finished with that. I'm really happy that you were able to be so close to these dairy farmers. By the way, where you were lately, how many cows were they milking?
This farm had about, it was relatively small. I want to say about 60 cows.
Mm-hmm. Average farms here in Quebec is about 60 to 100 cows.
Yeah, they had about 60. It's a small, on the small end of it, but they've been milking a dairy farmer since the 1920s. This is the third generation taking over the farm now. Their father took over from his father, and this is the third generation.
Could you imagine the other day there was a guy making a conference there. This guy had all kinds of hardships in increasing his stock from let's say 15-20 years ago to 60 cows to probably 600 cows at this time, eh? And this guy was saying, when he introduced the carousel, you know, this spinning milking parlor there, he thought, you know, like when this was all assembled, that it'd be easy to milk cows. He said for the first 3 days, cows were highly reluctant to jump on board, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was saying this just because, in a sense, where the cows are not familiarized with this new environment. But to me, I haven't made that point to them, but to me, it is not because it was new to them. It was because of the electrification of this wheel, eh?
Exactly.
Of this carousel. But this guy doesn't know. He preferred thinking, you know, like in his own mind, that it's because it's a new environment that the cows were afraid to jump on the carousel, eh? But you know as well as I do that it's because the cows sense the electromagnetic field around this carousel, right?
That's right. That's right.
Because I remember when you were at that farm in Quebec, I remember I saw the cow, because I'm a really good observer, you know. I saw the cow being a bit shy of jumping on, eh? But when the job was done into harmonizing the whole barn, I could see the cows willingly jumping on board.
Yes, and they were so contented. And remember, the farmer said, "I've never seen my cows like this before." He said, "What is this technology? Leave it on." Remember, he said, "Leave it on," because the cows had such a great response to that. And so what happened in that observation really was a wake-up call for me, and I was like, wow, you know, maybe we have something here for cows. And it took us a while to get there, because I really needed to know the operatives of the technology. But now that we're here, and we have a college and a university wanting to align with us to study this technology for horses and cows, and across the spectrum, dogs and cats, what it's doing for dogs is amazing. We had Rob using it to manage his dog's pain, and now we have two people whose dogs had tumors that went away. And so have we stumbled upon something that is just as beneficial for animals as it is for humans. And I think the answer is absolutely yes, we have. So I am anxious to begin to make a baseline and watch the healing. One farmer shared with me that he brought a $2 million farm. He's a retired NFL player. And, you know, his newborn baby he brought home, and the baby got sick within 2 days. So he was like, hey, I think it's this what is what you're talking about. He said, because I moved in this house and all my hair fell out. He said, and I've never had problems. No one in my family has problems with hair growth, but this house really affected me. And when we measured it out, it was 1900. So you have ushered us in to a whole different industry that may be bigger than Healthy Smart Home, because I didn't realize the issue with mastitis is global. And a lot of farmers are having a lot of problems with mastitis in their cows. So when's the last time you've been up to the farmer? I'd like to do a scheduled conference so I can introduce you and the farmer up there. And we can do field trips to take college students up there to observe your farm.
It's been a few months since I've heard of him or been to his place. Last time it was when he made an order from one of my products there. Nevertheless, each time I meet him, I keep talking about this technology to be renewed, you know, with the Soli.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot jeopardize my relationship with him because he's got to deal with his partners too, eh? So I guess it will come a time where, you know, like I'm continuing to make progress in other fields, farming field. As a matter of fact, if I meet a bunch of people that wants to try it on a smaller scale and they really, really love it, then I can use it as a lever for reestablishing the harmonics in that big farm, eh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful.
So I'm not saying that I'm walking on a crate of eggs, but I'm being safe with my approach, you know.
Well, that's wisdom, and because when he sees the effect of the solar. And the fact that we have given him a whole farm alkaline water system. We've learned so much more about the technology, so maybe we can set up a conference call with him.
Sure. I propose to him to harmonize his partner's place, so if they really know what happened to their place, and they'll be willing to have it in their workplace also, eh? At full time, eh? I remember when you came over, not only that the cows were so willingly jumping on board this carousel, but when they were coming out of it, they looked like smart cows, really. Because I had noticed that in the afternoon when it was an electromagnetic field, so intense, that when they came out, they had their heads were really down, almost licking the cement, you know. And in the evening, remember I said that to you. I noticed the cows were coming out and they were trying to check us out what we were doing in the office. You know, it's being smart, eh?
Yes, and they came over, remember, that cow jumped the fence to come over to lick the Don.
Yeah.
That cow jumped in 4 feet since.
So they became, as a whole, they became curious. When a cow is becoming curious, it's because she's feeling good, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, because,
and so you helped me to understand the nature of a cow, the character of the cow, and how the cow was responding to us. And I thought that was just so wonderful. To be able to have that kind of guidance with an expert like you. And when we took a sample of the cows, milk before and after, and we were able to show the dairy farmers. We went to their milk cistern, and we took a sample of the milk. Then we bioharmonized the milk, took the static out, took a sample afterwards. They were blown away at how quickly it rebalanced the milk.
Yeah.
So we had a really good day in the farming community, and they're excited about building the whole culture to make the barns safer for the cows.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
amazing.
Looking forward and to make a whole full follow up on this though. I'm really looking forward, especially what you're doing with the farmers there. If you could connect me with this ambassador, a dairy farmer. Farming environment ambassador in the state, I would be. I guess we both beginning from an exchange by phone, you know.
Well, that's going to happen, and you should start planning to come to the state next December for the Acres Farming Convention.
Right, that'd be nice. Where? What state is this in?
It's in Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Right.
Okay. How long does it last? 2 days, 3 days?
It lasts a week and starts on Monday, ends on Friday.
So there is something on the menu every day?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Something
Acres,
new.
We
could...
Yeah, go to acresfarmconference.com or Google it up on, look it up on Google.
Okay, could you so I don't make it Acres Imperial?
Well, Acres, A C,
R E,
A C E, yes.
Okay, Imperial Acres.
Right. Farming
Acres
conference.
What? Acres Farming Conference in all in one big word, eh? .com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Google Acres Farming Conference in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, that's in Kentucky every year, every December, right?
Yes, and see what it says.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have been talking to cows and humans all day, and I'm so grateful that our Canadian correspondent was on in studio today. I'm going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next week. I'm going to wind my day down. I got some things I got to get done before the start of the business day tomorrow. So good night, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Hill. Special shout-out to my wonderful sons. My oldest son, Khalif's birthday is in 2 weeks. He will be 31 years old, and I can't believe I have a 31-year-old son. He's a wonderful young man. I'm so grateful for the gift of his life and how he strengthens me every day. And I'm grateful to be able to be sharing Christmas with my grandbabies. I'm grateful and thankful for all of you, your devotion and your commitment to helping me to carry this forward. Ladies and gentlemen, our indoors are too toxic. We got to do something about it today. So get your head off the wall, unplug all unnecessary electronics in your bedroom, open up your window 15 minutes a day, vent out your house to reduce any radon levels. Get your radon tested and get your gas tested for gas leaks in your house. And live a great life, hilarious with joy and laughter. Everyone have a great evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.